systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to Jamhol. Today is Monday, December 21st, 2009. And, my name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
I got shit in 3D over here. I'm bumping stuff. How the fuck are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Fuck with my depth perception.
Well, there's a warning label on the bag. It says these should not be worn as sunglasses or some shit.
Did they really? I didn't even read the bag.
I'm pretty sure it said something along those lines.
Do you know what that means?
It means you shouldn't wear them at all.
But do you know why there was a warning label on there?
Because someone was dumb enough to do it.
Yes. I wonder what the sun looks like in 3D.
Ooh.
I'm all about 3D now.
Dude, it looked like ash was falling on me. I was like, cool.
I know. I was tripping the fuck out. I should have ate some LSD.
We
should have
did something and went
much,
there.
Much better. Anyway, this is episode 287. Moving right along, the Monday Night Show. TheJamHole.com/live. That's where all of this crap takes place at. And we record them at TheJamHole.com/Ustream. You can watch them if you missed the live show, all that good stuff. /feedback, you can type shit, and we also have a phone number you can call, 406-204-4687. I can't do this. It's making my screens look rainbowy. Computer screens were not made for 3D.
We should get one that's made for 3D.
Pretty soon. Holographic,
even. It has
even.
To be huge.
Yeah. Like,
very huge.
Probably the size of this room.
Right.
I want to cover that window there with it.
With a TV.
That would be awesome. So we did. We took the Viagra. I took the Viagra.
Yeah, and I got fucked.
Kind of disappointed at first. It made my dick not hard. Kind of like the reverse effect of what it's supposed to do.
It was kind of like, whatever.
But I think it was the anticipation of it, because Danny was thinking, like, I'm just going to take this thing, and, like, 10 minutes later, my dick's going to uncontrollably just get hard. And
that's what I was hoping for.
She's like, is it hard yet? Is it hard yet? Is it hard yet? Is it hard yet? And I'm like, no. Do you see it? Does it look hard yet? No. Shut the fuck up. Pressure. Too much pressure. So I forgot to tell her that, you know, this isn't going to just magically make it hard. You actually still have to suck the dick to get it in the mood to get hard. Once it's hard, it will probably stay hard. I didn't really notice any difference, really.
Yeah, besides the fact that your dick stayed hard after we got done fucking.
Did it? Because I fell asleep, so I don't know. Did it?
Yeah, and then you woke up in the morning going, penis, lick the penis! And it was all hard. And I was like, no. Stop.
I don't remember that. Okay, yeah. So maybe it does work.
A little bit, but not really.
Well, and I only took one. What's the normal dose for Viagra? Are you supposed to take two of them or one of them or what? Because I only took the one.
Maybe it's for people with a very low drug tolerance in the first place. So.
No, opiate. It's not an opiate. That would have nothing to do with that. Those are totally different parts of your body. Dumb shit.
Well, then I don't know. I don't know why it didn't work.
No, it did work.
Berger
says
saying. 50 milligrams is a normal dose.
Is
how
that,
much did you take?
Well, one pill, 50 milligrams a pill, right?
No, he said 30 or something, didn't he?
No, then how would that make sense?
I don't know. No idea.
Math is not your strong suit, is it? No, it's not.
Anyway.
But I was expecting to be like,
boing!
Just. Like, uncontrollably, I'm going to ravage you now. And I was just like I'm fucking and stuff. I'm like, so I wonder if this is going to make me not come as quick. I'm like, nope, wasn't that. I'm like, so I guess it'll stay hard for a while. But I'm thinking if you have erectile dysfunction to begin with, it would probably work really well.
Yeah.
But like my dick will get hard on command anyway, so it's not a big deal. So maybe I just didn't notice the effects. But like, if I've gone, you know, 3 years beating the shit out of my dick because it doesn't do what I tell it to, then yeah, okay. It's not like ecstasy. I think that's what I was expecting.
I was kind of expecting something like that too.
Ecstasy.
Like I was thinking like you're gonna get hard and want to fuck everything. So
that wasn't the case.
I could do with some ecstasy though.
Yeah, and no,
I've never done that.
Burger so. Says, "Did you see the blue tint?" I did not see the blue tint.
Well, plus the lights were off.
What the fuck started this?
What?
You and ecstasy.
Where
the fuck did this come from? All of a sudden, that's all she can fucking talk about. It's like, oh, I need it. I want to do ecstasy. Oh, God, I got a friend. Because
we were just sitting there talking about something, and my friend had told me that he can find MDMA. And
What's that stand for?
I don't know what it stands for, but I know it's
good. Imbibe drugs you don't know what they are. Good.
Well, you know what it is. And, you know, he explained it to me, and that's cool.
Good habit to get into. What's this? I don't know.
You.
Gulp. Oh, I don't
I
feel so good.
I wouldn't just take it without fucking...
I don't feel so good all...
This is why I talk to you or look it up online and see what it is before I do anything with it.
And then I Google
dipshit.
It and it's like, oh, this is a drug to make you vomit. Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
That explains why I just vomited.
Anyway, but I don't know. Just out of nowhere, I just kind of thought about it. And I'm like, I've never tried ecstasy. I want to. So... And the way everybody talks about it, it's like it just makes everything great. Like, everything fucking awesome. And I'm like, I want everything to be awesome. I want to try ecstasy. So, yeah, I don't know. And you've done it, and I want to do it. So, yeah, I want to try ecstasy.
Yeah, I don't know. I did quite my fair share of it back in the day, and it's fun, for sure. And we've talked about this before, that, like... If you, you're not supposed to fuck or anything while on it because it ruins sex for you and all that shit.
No, and I've heard a lot of people think that that's what it does or whatever, but I've heard from a lot of different people that it does. You can't just ruin sex, okay?
Well, you can
sex
make
does
it.
Not get ruined.
You don't ruin it per se. But
you're going to be like, ah, that was so good on it, you know.
Right. And then anytime after that, it does leave a bit to be desired. And I can see why people get, you know, addicted to it and turn into etards and all that shit. You know, it's very intense and everything feels good. Everything is good. Like if I was on it and you asked me how I was doing, I'd be like, good.
I
now,
just had
now
to ban some dumb fucking
Now
chat.
Touch me. Touch me. Oh,
I
yeah.
really want to try it. I really want to. I've never tried it, so I don't know. I just really want to do it. Burger says, I fucked on meth, and now I totally see Matt's point.
Well, but meth isn't near the same thing as ecstasy. Meth is more of like a speed
well, like,
thing.
I fucked on coke, and
ecstasy,
that's a lot of fun.
There's a reason it's called ecstasy. Is that fun? Are you having fun, naggers?
I fucking banned him 3 times.
You have to ban the IP. Will someone else deal with that? I don't want to stop the show and, yeah, take care of that. That's why I made everybody mods except for that fag.
I know. Anyway,
is that Nick Starr? Is that Nick Starr in
probably.
The house?
Probably.
I'm surprised
naggers,
you haven't
naggers,
killed...
Naggers, 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 naggers.
No, it wouldn't be Nick Starr. He would type something like, oh, nobody likes me anymore. I'm going to go kill myself.
Yeah, probably.
So, the latest...
So, yeah, if we can find some ecstasy, that'd be really cool.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to try that.
Great.
What?
Apparently, I've driven Nick Starr to protect his tweets now.
Okay.
So I can no longer look and see what he's tweeting about.
Aww.
So, the next time... No one in public's gonna know now, dude. You're not gonna get half the attention that you got when you would make a post that's like, oh, I'm sad, I'm gonna kill myself. Like, only the people that follow you now are gonna be like, yeah, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I think, did you hear about Brittany Murphy? Like, I know a couple other shows have talked about this. I think she killed herself accidentally, OD-wise.
Yeah, you can't just die at 32 or 32 or whatever. you can't just go into cardiac arrest.
I mean, unless 32. You're born with, you know, a shitty heart or
with
something
a hole
like
in it
that.
Or something.
Other than that, like,
cardiac arrest is basically at a young age you're ODing.
Right.
You're ODing on something.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she had to have OD'd. Sucks though, because she was pretty hot and she played a really good crackhead. I wonder if she was just a crackhead in real life too. She was like, "Wow, this is so cool," and then became a crackhead. You know what I mean? What are you doing?
Taking care of this. Go ahead.
What do you? I can't. Well, I can't really talk too much about it because I don't. Did was there any report about like how she died? Did the coroner actually like? Tell us, you know, how she died? Does it say she OD'd?
No, they're going to do a autopsy and all that stuff. And
yeah. I feel so bad for the podcast listeners right now.
I'm just gonna just ignore it, whatever. That's fine.
It's just gonna fill up our chat. Why would the fuck would you do that?
Because you're bored and your mother grounded you, so you're at home, and that's fun.
Doug says, I feel bad for us, too.
Can the Ustream bot handle that?
I know, right? What the fuck are... What are you here for?
What good are you, Ustream bot? Are you drunk?
You're not good for shit.
Take care of that little faggot. Jesus Christ.
Anyway. Can we not have a train wreck here?
Yeah, I'm good. So we started the Jam Hole Rediscovery. That was pretty awesome. We had we started episodes 1 through 3. We're going to start, you know, at the very beginning. Do about 3 episodes every Saturday. We might do them during the week sometime if you know, there's nothing else going on. But we're the schedule is going to be Saturday. And then we also listened to Danny's first ever episode where she kind of got thrown into the fryer there.
I was on, Braden
That's the first
bailed.
Time you've listened back to that, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And how was it?
Horrible.
You've come a long way,
baby.
I have
come a long way, okay? Like, I just, my voice sounded different. I talked different. I did not like that at all. And now Ashley wants to fucking listen back to it. So I'm like, motherfuck. I'm like, maybe I'll just, I don't know, give you my iPod while I'm at work and be like, here, listen to it.
Well, are you the one that told her about it?
Well, yeah, I was talking about the rediscovery thing and told her, like, what happened. She's like, oh, dude, I want to listen to your first episode. I'm like, oh, no, not you too. That blows. So it was not a good night for me. I was like, fuck. I walk in and episode, I think, 1 was playing. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, because you were at work finally.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's do this. It's actually, it's not as painful as I thought it would be. Like, those first few episodes are fucking horrendous. Like, I feel bad that, because when we first started, I was so excited to, like, tell people, like, hey, you gotta listen to this. And now I listen back to it, I'm like, oh my God. And I think we've talked about this a long time ago when I went back to listen to him, not, you know, in the chat or anything live or anything like that, but I just went back to listen to him to see, you know, what we sounded like then, and I apologize.
You sounded so doped up.
Yeah, there's a few episodes here and there where that is the case, and that, I don't know, it's...
Yeah, you sounded pretty fucked up in a lot of those, I think.
Yes. It was fun.
Yeah.
So, I cleaned the shit out of the back room today, and this has never happened before, but I was using bleach and stuff, and I didn't know that, like, if you smell bleach in an enclosed room for like the next 5 hours, you will smell bleach. Like, that's all I can smell still, and it's fucking nasty as fuck.
And
like, I got finished and I was soaked and my shoes were soaked and everything was soaked, and I went outside and had a smoke, and, like, the cigarette
tasted
like
bleach.
Yeah, it was so disgusting.
Yep.
And I had the door open and shit, so I was, you know, not in there in an enclosed room.
That's why I refuse to use a bunch of different kind of cleaners. Like, I just won't use them because I know that's all I'll smell, or it'll fuck up my hands or something like that.
I should have used a mask next time. I will probably do that.
It's a good idea.
We went and saw Avatar.
Yes, we did.
I gotta say, the 3D was amazing. I don't know if it was $500 million worth of amazing, but...
It's fucking amazing.
I'm just trying to think, if I spent that much money on something, like, and it, if, I mean, it came out really good and everything, but I don't think it would be possible for it to come out to where I'm like, oh yeah, that was money well spent.
No.
Like, that seems like so much money to me, and I know we're poor, but, like, that is so much money, even to a millionaire, like, $500 million, that seems like so much.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it was cool, it sucked, like, we went there first at, like, what, the 3 o'clock showing?
3:30.
And they were like, I'm sorry, there's no seats together, because, you know, people are assholes, so they'll go, and I do this too, I'm an asshole, I'll fucking, when we go sit at a theater, I'll, like, leave a seat in between, just so.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone has to fill in the gaps, and so we're like, fuck it, we'll come back at 5. And we end up going to get, it was my brother and his girlfriend, and then me and her, and we went to go get the girl something to eat, and me and my brother went to go wander around Best Buy, because we're fucking nerds.
Which was a bad idea.
Yeah, we ended up being there a little too long, and by the time we got back to the theater, like, we had our tickets already, and we go in, and it's fucking packed again, and this... I don't get it. Like, this movie's been open for a while.
It's a good fucking movie, though.
It's not good enough that I'd want to see it again, though.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You're retarded, though.
It's
you
badass.
You can sit
I kinda
there and watch
be in the middle of the audience this time, though.
You can sit there and watch Cats on YouTube for hours on end. So that's not saying.
And
much.
I can watch Beetlejuice like once a month.
Yeah. I see, know. I can't deal with that. If I know what's gonna happen, like, I could tell you guys exactly what happens, and then you'd be like, "Well, cool. You just saved me $10." But I could flip my glasses down and tell you in 3D. And you'd be like, whoa, get back in the screen, dude.
Nah, but that movie, what'd you think about it?
It was all right. Other than, like, it was eye candy for the most part.
Oh, God. It is so flawless.
It's exactly what the South Park guys said that when they made fun of it, of James Cameron, that they're just like... You remade Dances with Wolves, basically.
Yeah.
Cool. Like,
but they did it way better.
By plot point, it is the exact same movie. But, yeah, it is. It's a modernized version of it, which is cool, because mm-hmm. some of the fucking ships and the... I don't know if I was the only one doing this, but I kept trying to catch a 3D glimpse up the little fucking skirt of the little blue chick.
Yeah.
She was hot. And
they were all hot.
I need to know what the anatomy of these things is, because I don't know if there's a vagina. I swear to God, I saw an asshole at one point.
I'm pretty sure I saw a butthole, too. It's, like,
if you guys haven't seen it yet, keep an eye out. In the beginning of the movie, when they're running through the forest, there's a shot where she's turned around and her tail lifts up, and I swear you see right down the poop chute. It's fucking great. And I, like, turn to my brother. I'm like, dude, was that a butthole? And he just kind of, like, looked at me and nodded. He's like,
yeah. Yep.
That
but,
was a butthole.
Know, like, I can understand her little loincloth, like, it was flat, you know, because she's a chick. But then, like,
you
see dude, and he's got the loincloth thing on, and I see him, like, squat a couple times, and this thing, like, gets blown underneath him, and it's flat.
That's because...
And I'm like, where's your penis, dude?
They don't use penises. They have little USB ports that they plug into stuff. You can run around in this world and plug your little USB port into anything, and then you, like, merge with it. You mind
them.
That's
so cool.
And I think a lot of kids come out of this movie really wishing that that was the world they lived in, that they lived on Pandora and not shitty planet Earth.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if you had a USB port? Dude, like, their god is real because they can communicate with it through their little USB port.
Arado Toy says, all you guys did was look for junk shots. I'll bet you can't even tell me what the movie was about. It was about these big blue things. It was like...
They're like 10 foot
okay,
tall, dude.
Check this out. It was a mix between Dances with Wolves, that's the love story part,
mm-hmm.
Fern Gully, that's
mm-hmm.
the whole,
oh, yeah.
we're going to come in and suck the resources out of your planet because we've already sucked our planet dry,
right.
and 3D. That's
and an
it.
Acid trip, I would have to say. It's like all sorts of fucking blacklight reflective shit.
Yeah.
Just so is. Cool. He like hits plants and they glow. He's like,
yeah, everything's like Merry Prankster Dayglow style.
Oh,
it was cool.
Cool
though, for sure.
I loved it. Dude, I even had a dream about it last night.
It's not that cool to see. I'm not going to see it again or anything, but it was decent. I don't know.
It blew my mind.
What blows my mind is $500 million.
Yeah, yeah.
I still, like, I'm watching it, and all I can think about in the back of my mind is trying to see if she's got a vagina and then $500 million. And I'm like, fuck, dude, that is so much money.
They all kind of run around naked, though. Like, you could see titties through the whole thing.
They kind of do.
You could totally see your nipples.
He spent $300 million on just making it 3D, another $200 million on the rest of the movie.
Wow.
Which is a total of $500 million.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Sure. Tool.
You
bullshit.
Tool.
Prove it, faggot. You want a piece of this, you fuck? Prove it.
Oh, God. Anyway, I liked the movie.
Of
I thought it was badass.
All chicks are going to like the movie because the dude is like all, oh, I'll say this and this and that. I don't even
know. I just like the cool flying things. That was super
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, the dragons were cool. And there looks like a bunch of cool 3D movies are going to come out. Like, I don't see why they don't just start, like, you know how we went from silent movies to movies with sound? Like,
yeah.
3D should be the next logical step in the movie evolution. So
Right. Why
isn't everyone just making all movies in 3D? We were talking about this in the chat before the show started. I want to see 3D porn now. I mean, I understand it's expensive to do it, but let's get it done. Hey, James Cameron, you seem to have an inexhaustible amount of income. How about you make some fucking 3D porn? I'd like to see that. I really, really would. So, did you hear about the volcano that's about to blow the fuck up? This is the beginning of the end of days, praise the Lord.
Woo!
It's not anywhere near us. This is in the Philippines.
Oh,
but,
I don't care.
It's now at a 4 of a possible 5, meaning hazardous eruption, quote, is possible within days. Level 5 is when the eruption actually begins. So, we're at, like, one step back from eruption, right?
Yeah.
It's in the Philippines. The volatile volcano Mount Mayon is gonna blow its fucking top. Scientists raised the level after the number of volcanic earthquakes more than doubled on Sunday. The cone-shaped volcano has already... Is there any other shape?
Well, yeah, you have those underwater fucking volcanoes
that
aren't... Sense.
That just seemed weird that
the
they're like...
The ones on land.
This one's a big cone-shaped volcano, like all the other volcanoes.
Right. Like the ones you make in science class, because that's what you think a volcano looks like, because that's what they look like.
Right.
Right.
It's been emitting lava and ash for days. Ash from Pokemon. Uh-huh. Okay. About 40,000 people who live near Mount Mayon have been moved to temporary shelters. And this happened last time there was a volcano in, where was it? In Thailand, I want to say. I'm not for sure, though. But they were, like, telling people to move, and these people are like, no, we're not going anywhere. And they're like, well, you should probably move because this shit's about to blow the fuck up. And they're like, nah, we're cool. We're not going to leave all of our stuff. And we're like, okay. And then it blew up, and they all fucking died.
Yeah.
And now you're with your stuff eternally, praise the Lord.
Woohoo!
Scientists detected 453 volcanic earthquakes in a 5-hour span on Sunday, compared to just over 200 Saturday. Powerful booms emanating from the volcano, audible up to 12 kilometers away. That's crazy, dude. Have you ever lived near a volcano?
No.
Me neither. Do you remember Volcano Run? Or what was that game called? Volcano Mountain.
Oh. I didn't play any volcano games.
Despite the risk, local authorities estimate that roughly 1,300 families are still in their homes within the danger zone, unwilling to leave their farms and livestock. Do they understand that when this...
You will die.
And your farms and your livestock.
I know, right? Save your shit and you.
Quote, we will personally remove the residents who refuse to evacuate to their designated evacuation centers, said Albay Provincial Governor Joey Salceda. About 8,600 families or 43,000 people have already taken shelter. Philippine officials first raised the alert level last Monday. The guy said a pattern of volcanic activity was similar to Mayan's last eruption in 06. I wonder if that was the one I'm thinking of then. In the Philippines, maybe. And they, like, they did the same fucking thing, right? They just stood there and they're like, you have to leave. And they're like, no, we're not going to leave. And then they all, I guess they forced them to. They didn't die, obviously, if they're still here. What's wrong? I mean, I understand you live in the Philippines and you don't have much, but you're not going to have anything when lava comes spewing down from the skies.
Right.
So what part of Revelation is this?
I don't know.
The end is what part it is. It is the end.
Well, fine. Whatever. Where is it at?
Philippines.
And is it going to, like, cover the whole Earth?
Hopefully. No, I don't think it's a super volcano, but that would be fucking
okay, then.
Awesome.
It's really not the end. It's the end for the Philippines. How's that?
But that's the beginning. That's the start. That's how it begins. Volcanoes erupt, and then earthquakes, and then tidal waves, cats and dogs living together, and then mass hysteria, of course. And then we call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So in Boston, a woman... this is so great. A woman called the cops, right? 911.
Oh, okay.
Hello, 911.
Not 999?
911. This is the U.S.
Okay.
Okay, keep up.
Got it.
Hello, 911 emergency. Yeah, I can't get my 14-year-old son to stop playing video games and go to sleep. Ma'am, this is 911. This is for emergencies. Yeah, I've been trying to get him to stop playing video games and go to sleep, and he won't. Ma'am, have you tried beating his fucking ass?
I'm sure it doesn't say that.
Let me give that a try. Thank you. You've Click. Been very helpful. Most helpful 911 call all month. Would you, the cops, like...
You don't call the cops because your kid won't stop playing video games.
Call
his
father.
Dad. Yeah.
Exactly. Call his fucking father. He beat his little ass. He's 14. He wouldn't stop playing the games and go to sleep like she told him to. She called for help around 2:30 a.m. Saturday to say that the teenager also walked around the house.
Naked.
And turned on all the lights. That mother... Fucker.
What a little shit.
Do you not understand
the
dire economic times we're in? We can't be just leaving lights on all willy-nilly and shit, playing video games till 2:30 in the morning.
Eh.
They said the mother's 911 call over video game obsession was, quote, a little unusual, but by no means is it surprising, especially in today's day and age when these kids play video games and computer games. It's not surprising, like, really? That doesn't surprise you at all that she would call 911 about it.
It surprises me.
Now, if he OD'd on the video games and was laying on the floor, like, having a seizure and foaming at the mouth, then okay, call 911 and, you know, deal with it. But if he's just like, you're like, go to bed, and he's like, no, fuck you. That's when you get the belt, you put it to his ass, and you fucking just BAM! Guess what game he was playing?
World of Warcraft.
No, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, what a fag. That game's sold. Come on.
I know, right? Like, we just got a fucking game system from Toys for Tots.
Right. How old was that kid? Like,
14.
Five? Oh, 14?
That's so awesome. Like, you ask these charities to, like, help you out with something, and now, like, that's all the kid does, and you're calling the cops on it. So in Nigeria, this is pretty sweet, a truckload of Nigerians, or no, excuse me, a truckload of fertilizer crashed into a crowd of Nigerians and killed a bunch of them. Fertilizer.
Oh, okay.
A smelly, disgusting truckload of fertilizer. 55 people died at least.
At least.
Thank the Lord. But one person counted at least 100. Thank the Lord again.
All right.
A state police said the truck barreled down a hill at high speed, crashing into several vehicles before leaving a wake of disgusting manure and dead bodies in its wake. It crashed into the market village, killing dozens and injuring about 40. media outlets that it wasn't clear whether the accident happened on Friday or Saturday. There was just so much shit everywhere. People were in panic.
You're like, ah, poo.
The road safety commander said the cause of the crash is being investigated, but perhaps faulty brakes led to the crash. Perhaps. Okay. Perhaps it was a suicide attempt.
Probably.
It was probably some sad Nigerian upset that Brittany Murphy's dead and was like, I'm going to end it.
Who else is going to play my crack whore now?
I know. Do you remember that movie Spun?
Never watched it.
Oh, man. She was like, that was like the hottest crack whore I've ever seen in my life in that movie. And I was making a Twitter post about this that, like, could you imagine being the guy that worked in the morgue when they rolled in Brittany Murphy's dead, limp body? He was just like, jackpot! Yeah! Fucking locking the doors.
I knew there's a reason why I
honey,
took this job.
I'm not going to be home. I'm going to be home late. Something just came up in my pants.
In my pants.
I'm going to be late for dinner, so don't wait up.
That's fucked.
That's awesome.
Would you seriously rape her body?
Fuck yeah. Have you seen her body?
Not after it's all OD'd.
Well,
come on.
You'd microwave it first. You're the embalmer, dude. You'd dress that shit back up. No problem. I'd be like, boom.
Yeah, a little bit more here.
I'd wave my little
here.
I'd wave my little embalmer magic wand and turn her back into Brittany Murphy from the movie Clueless. And be like, now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
Pre-junkie Brittany Murphy. What I'm curious what pills they're gonna find in her system.
I know, right?
When it emerges. That's fucking great.
It's probably cocaine.
All right. Well, you know, we're always talking about how this country is in a dire economic turmoil, right?
Right.
People are doing pretty outrageous things to get money. Do you know what the new shocking trend is?
Beanies.
It has to do with mothers and their children.
Selling their children.
And child pornography.
Oh.
Can you fill in the blanks?
Well, child pornography.
Right. By their mothers. And actually, this isn't in our country, but it's not just our country that is facing this economic downturn. Because we are the main country, right? Everyone relies on us, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
We rely on everyone else. It's a global economy nowadays, so when one economy suffers, if it's a superpower, like, we don't give a shit if, like, Somalia's dollar's not that strong anymore, where we don't feel that. But, like, China, Japan, you know, Europe, most of it, us, the UK, that kind of shit. So among the alarming increase in child pornography cases to strike Japan in 2009 are a number of, particularly disturbing incidents. Child porn made and sold by the children's own mothers. Do you rack a discipline so bad that you would... Now, do you think it's for money or is there some deeper... weird thing going on that they're like, because Japanese, we know they're into the scat, right?
Right.
Into some weird shit. They're into right. that fucking vor shit. That's fucking weird. Eat me. But don't really eat me, but like, it's my fetish to fantasize that you are eating me. Okay, cool. In many cases, mothers and other relatives agreed to sell nude photographs of their children to men they met on internet underwear shops.
Okay.
Your son is an underwear model. He's like, so, how much is that doggy in the window? No, not the underwear. The whole package. Yeah. Well, we can make a deal. So far this year, at least 12 guardians have been arrested on child porn suspicions related to their own kids. Once the images are distributed on the internet, it is virtually impossible to recover them. And the National Police Agency is now cooperating with other branches to formulate some preventative policies. Here's a preventative policy. Hey, parents, quit being fucking weirdos.
I know, right?
Done.
Done and done.
You wonder why they only let you have a certain amount of kids. And
this
now, you think it sucked only being able to have two kids. Wait till they get wind of this. You're not going to be able to have any. You can't treat it right? Fine, take it away. Now you don't get any kids. Suck on that. Quote, as a mother, you are...
They've actually done that with the Army now. It's a court martial or whatever if a chick gets pregnant and for any guy in the army, any soldier or whatever, that impregnates a woman.
They do what?
It's they're being court-martialed if they come up pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the
well,
army
you're not in the army to fuck. That's what jail's
That's
for.
That's for sure.
You're in the army to kill things and
yep.
suck resources out of far-off planets in 3D.
Yeah, but my iPod died, so I was listening to the radio.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Yeah,
how many Brittany Murphy stories were on the radio?
I skipped over them. I was like, click, no, click,
you can't
no.
skip over. It's radio, idiot. You can't just be like, next.
I went to the next station.
Oh, stations. Right. I thought you were talking like.
Yeah, but they were talking about that. Like, you know, they're making it to where it's a court-martial thing. Like, if a woman in the army gets pregnant and if a man in the army fucking gets a woman pregnant, like, that's court-martial and it's, like, unarmably discharged and all that shit.
Right.
Yeah, because, like, you're not
shebang.
There to be pregnant, okay? You're not
well,
there to be
what
that.
What good is a pregnant woman in the army?
What good is a pregnant soldier? What good is,
human
you know,
shield. You get, like, 10 pregos and you line them up in front. There's your front line. Done.
It's a hell of a thickness to get through.
You should get the Department of Defense on the horn. I got an idea for them.
You got an idea.
And that's my idea.
Copyright.
Yep. As a mother, you committed a deed as grievous as sexual abuse against your own child, whom you are bound to protect with your very life.
Yeah,
you rack a discipline. And yet, you gave a reason as preposterous as money for your actions. Oh, it was money. From now on, pour your love into raising your child, the judge concluded, not into your child's butthole.
Yeah, no.
He sentenced the 23-year-old mother to 1 year in prison, suspended for 3 years. How much money would you have to get for a kid to do a year in prison, suspended for 3 years? She's not even gonna do that 1 year, right? 1 year in prison, suspended for 3 years. Or you're doing 1 year and then you have three more suspended? Is that
what? I have no
word
idea.
Word your articles better, Japan. Fuck.
They're Japan. Come on. They're not going to word
well, what
it better.
The fuck? A woman from Osaka had sent her a digital camera to take nude photos and videos of her 2-year-old daughter, promising the mother more than 1,000 yen per picture. How much American dollars is that in the chat? 1,000 yen.
Dude, if it's a 2-year-old, all you gotta do is be like, here, take a shower. Click, 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 click. Done. Send it.
Yeah,
that's
do you
not doing
think
anything
then,
perverted.
Do you think then that this will make that not okay anymore? Because parents do
yeah,
that
I have
shit.
Pictures of me buck ass naked in the shower.
Right,
like,
but your parents didn't put them on Facebook.
No.
Stop doing that. That's creeping me out. I can't be friends with you if your profile picture is your kid's bath time, okay?
But the thing is like,
Bong the Gong says $11.
But why would
he's probably right too. She got more than 100,000 yen altogether.
Fuck yeah.
And then the woman who
I
bought
I would do that. I'd be like, yeah, it's just my kid. You're going to
whack
off my kid. I don't give a fuck.
So 100,000 yen for the pictures. How much for the whole kid? Because I can make
cape it.
I can make more. That's right. Not a problem. So then the woman bought the pictures and then turned around and sold them to an amateur child porn collector. Not a professional.
Whoa.
One.
Galactor says 1,000 Japanese yen equals like $10.
He wasn't kidding. Holy shit, Bong the Gong. Nice job, Johnny. That's awesome.
That blows, dude. Okay, $10 a picture? Nah, fuck
If
that.
I was a kid, I'd be pissed.
I know,
I would
right?
be super pissed. Fuck that,
so
dude.
So she
Thanks,
got like
Mom.
$100, basically.
Yeah.
That's no fuck that.
Well, is stuff cheaper in Japan?
I would think so. Because
if I mean, if the whole you know, if everything is cheaper on down the line, that doesn't
what
matter.
What can I buy with 5 yen?
A droid? Then okay, I'll do it. But if it's like you know, same prices as here, forget it. Not into it. So they've been auctioning off flash drives full of pictures of their daughter over the internet. Husband and wife, aged 33 and 28, were arrested for taking pictures of their 7-year-old daughter in her underwear, putting the images on 2 flash memory sticks and listing them on an auction site, finally sending the sticks to a customer in Aichi for 15,000 yen. Your yen are silly.
Yeah.
Quote, we're able to make some easy money. Why the fuck not? We're able to sell about 900,000 yen worth of pictures from February to September. the couple admitted.
That's awesome. Mm. I mean, that sucks that that's happening, but that's awesome. It's not funny. Very much money.
So, are you fired yet?
Nope.
What happened? Because I think last we talked to you about it, you weren't doing so hot. You were thinking about quitting because you could make more money in unemployment than you were working at your job. So what
I
ended
could
up
so easily, and that would be a more steady income than what I get.
Unemployment.
You know? Like, yes, because I would know exactly what I'm getting. You know, it wouldn't be this shit. Well, like, oh, I think I missed 5 hours here, or I didn't work enough there, or I might have worked more. With unemployment, I would know every other week I'd be getting this, you know, $400-some paycheck, right?
Right.
Well,
so did you go in and tell him that? Like, look, Dick. Can I call you Dick? Look, Dick.
Kind of.
What happened?
Well, you know, basically I told him, I'm like, I didn't want this job. You asked me to work for you. You know, and that kind of put things in perspective for him, I think, because then he's like, you know, I understand. He's like, I know.
But you did take the job, so you can't be like...
But the fucker begged me, okay? And I'm like, all right, you know, I do need to have a job, you know,
but
regardless
if
I don't want this one or not.
You also need to work more than 3 to 5 hours a day.
Right, right. And so I went in there and I talked to him about it. And I was like, dude, I just, you know, kind of want to apologize for yesterday. He's like, what's there to apologize about? I'm like, well, you look pretty pissed off. I was like, you yelled at me and slammed the walk-in door. He's like, I didn't slam the walk-in door. This is how you have to close it. I'm like, don't mess with me. I know that you were pissed and you fucking slammed it shut and yelled at me to get the fuck out. So I know you were pissed off. Don't lie to me. He's one of those types of people who's like, I didn't do that.
Right, right.
No, I didn't.
Deny.
And I was like, don't lie to me. Don't try and fucking play me like that. I'm not an idiot, okay?
And I'm Danny of the Jam Hole, motherfucker.
I know, right?
Don't play this bullshit with me.
And then I did bring up the unemployment thing. I was like,
oh, snap.
You know, I was I'm here because I want to be here.
If I would have been him, though, I would have been like, see ya, and then hired like one of the 50 billion other people that need a fucking job.
But see, he won't, because then he has to train somebody else.
To wash dishes?
No, because I do a lot of shit.
This is the thing, and you put it in the thing, and then you do the thing, and then there.
Well, because that, and I told him, I'm like, look, I do like it here. That's why I'm still here.
Right, and what I'm not pleased about is that you're a dishwasher that's cooking all of this shit and running the whole kitchen when they're gone,
yeah,
and getting paid to be a dishwasher. Like,
yeah,
they're totally taking advantage of you in that sense.
And I spoke to him about that too, and he's working on a raise or whatever. Because
he's been working
the whole menu.
He's been working on a raise
since I was hired.
You were hired. Yeah. So you
can't
be like,
he has to put it by the owners and shit. Like right now, I can, you know, I'll give him a little break for now because he is working on compiling a completely new menu. And that's a bitch.
That's not the dishwasher's fault.
No, it's not my fault, dude. But like, you know, I'll give him a break because he is trying to make an entire new menu and sell it to the owners and be like, hey, this will make us money rather than this shit. So, you know, whatever. And I basically told him, I'm like, I'm here because I want to be here. I don't have to be here. You know, and he's like, well, I do appreciate that you are here and you do like it here. He's like, you know, sometimes shit gets hectic. I'm like, yeah, you know, that day I hadn't smoked all fucking day.
Yeah.
We pushed through this crazy rush and I was a little pissed off because things didn't work the way they were supposed to. You know, it was one of my show days. I was like, I wanted to go. I was just wanting to go. And he's like, well, I really, really appreciate, what did he say? He said, he's like, I really respect you for having the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, dedication. He's like, I don't see that in very many people, you know, at least your age. And I'm like, well, this is something that I have to do.
Plus, if I don't, my boyfriend will punch me.
Well, that and like this is not something that I think of as it's non-negotiable.
That's right. It's,
you know,
not.
I will do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So that's all there is to it.
Even on Christmas Day.
Even on Christmas Day.
We're
fuck
doing a
Christmas.
Show. Fuck Christmas.
Fuck, we got to go and get
fuck
Santa
you,
hats
Jesus.
Or something. But anyway, like, you know, and he was totally cool about it. He's like, look, I'm not mad at you. I'm like, okay, well, I just wanted to, you know, make sure that you didn't think I was some giant douchebag or whatever for just fucking leaving.
See, that's when you should have turned it around and been like, well, I'm mad at you. And that's another thing.
Yeah. I was like, so, you know, I just don't want to come off as a douchebag, and I didn't want you to be mad at me, and I didn't want to be mad at you. I'm like, you're, you know, you're running this place. I understand what's going through your head. I get what's going on. You know, just when I sometimes I get a little pissed off.
Erato Toy says, "Hear that, Braden?"
What? The non-negotiable part?
No, never mind. Continue.
Ew. But, you know, so he understands.
Does the dish bitch make the schedule now?
No.
Didn't you? Weren't you telling me that you had helped him make the schedule?
No, he couldn't find the format to fucking make it. Like, he was on his computer and he's like, "I don't get it. My fucking margin's all the way over here, and when I print it out, it's like half off, and you can't see the names." And I'm like, "God damn it, give me your mouse!"
Wow, wow, yeah. Dude, are you kidding?
I was like, "Here, let's open up a new Word document."
Oh,
now,
my Christ,
let me teach you how to do this.
Set
so
your
bad.
Margins.
It was so great. I'm like, "Here you
Why,
go."
Hold on. Why are you making the schedule in Word?
Because he's an idiot.
Initially. Like, that's a job for Excel, if ever there was one.
Yeah.
You have little boxes already made. You put the name in here, and then the time in here, and then
that's
there.
What he had open at the time, so I was like, whatever. Click, click, whatever.
Too many going. Boxes. Ah, and if I scroll, there's more.
But, yeah. So, I'm not fired or anything. It's
you
not
should
bad
make
or
him
anything, so.
The dish bitch.
I know, right? God.
Until he hears this and then really fires your ass.
I'm good at my job. I'm always good at every fucking, you know, cooking job. I'm badass at it. So, eat my ass. You know? And he understands that I don't have to be there. You know?
Because now you have the unemployment, you could fall back on it anytime.
I'm like, I could just leave you if you piss me off.
And I'm actually going to make more money than being taken advantage of here.
Yeah, so I think after hearing that, he's probably going to try and get me a raise. So,
well, that would be the nice thing to do.
I thought
do.
That was a nice threatening thing. I'm like, I could make more sitting on my ass than fucking working for you.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like,
well,
seriously.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't know. So everything's good. I go to work at like 5 tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I open the next day. Yay.
You better get some fucking hours.
Yeah, no. Probably like 5, 5 and a half.
All right, well, Germany, okay? A teacher stabbed a bunch of times by
Ooh.
An obsessed...
Fahrenheit 404?
What?
What? Bob?
By Bob. By German Bob. No. Chemistry mistress. Ooh. Heich... She's 35. She was stabbed 20 times by Gero Schmidt, 21, in the town of Osterholz near Brepe. She was yards from her front door when he struck, and a passerby who came to help was unable to save her. The kid put GPS on her fucking car. And then tracked her with his milestone, or the European version of the droid, back to her house. That's how he knew where she lived. That's so
fucked.
Awesome. Like, you go to that extent. I bet if you took half of that time and worked on getting a girlfriend that wasn't your teacher, that wasn't, you know, 14 years older than you.
Right.
You know, you'd be in all right shape. Police said the man had wanted to ask several thousand questions of his former teacher and declared his love for her right before he attacked her. Like,
of course.
Oh, how I love you. Let me count the ways. That's so crazy. Why? I don't understand. I need to figure out my chemistry, and then I need to declare my love, and then I'm going to kill you. Okay. She had spurned his advances, but he was a strange loner, totally obsessed by her, the cops said.
Of course.
Miss Byerman was beloved of her pupils, especially this one, at a high school in the town where she lived and had previously contacted police because she feared he might try to kill her. So this was, like, not news. She's like, "You're crazy. You might kill me. I've already let the cops know." He sneaks on, fucking GPS tracker style. Bleep.
Erato Toy says, "Was this Nick Starr?
Maybe.
Was he in Germany?"
No, the teacher was female. What? That doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand that comment. Did I mention his tweets
are
locked?
Did he go nuts and
locked?
Try to go kill somebody?
I can't see what he's tweeting now.
I should follow him so I can get his tweets.
I might kill myself now.
You gotta follow him? You should follow him.
Will you guys give me attention if I kill myself?
Probably not. I'm so lonely.
I'm sitting at a bar and no one will talk to me. Good thing I stopped drinking before I got the thought again.
Oh my god.
What a sad existence.
What a fag. What a sad existence. Fuck that kid.
Police search of his home at the time turned up gunpowder and fireworks, but police felt they had nothing substantial to lay charges against him. This is the first time she had, you know, been like, yo, this kid in my class is creeping me the fuck out. The prosecutor said he gave his name and spoke lucidly during the phone call, telling police, quote, I've killed someone. I've put down my weapon. Please pick me up.
Oh, God.
That's creepy, dude.
That is creepy.
During his interrogation, he said he had prepared several questions on various topics which he wanted to put to his former teacher. He told the police how he had fixed a GPS tracking device to the teacher's car at about 10 a.m. Friday.
God.
And used it to follow her to the car park near her home where he confronted her. He also told the detectives he had her under surveillance for some time.
Wow.
That is...
What a creep, dude.
Wow.
That's fucking weird.
A chemistry teacher. Like,
obsessed much?
I mean, science is sexy and everything, but I don't know, man. That's fucking weird.
None of my science teachers were ever hot.
All right. And this is pretty awesome. You know how...
The big,
mean,
burly dudes that threw yardsticks at me.
Well,
not even joking. This guy named Mr. Yost was my, like... freshman year fucking science teacher and threw a yardstick at me and broke it on the back wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you deserve it?
Yes.
Well, then.
I told him to go fuck himself or something because I was always falling asleep.
Huh. I wonder why.
Well, I was always falling asleep in the class. I was like, this is gay. I don't care. And yeah. So
he, that explains
his voice,
a lot.
His voice was like, clear eyes is great. Like that guy.
Oh,
like,
Ben Stein.
Yeah, and so
what
I would just fall asleep, dude, and I couldn't help it. And after he threw that at me, I was just like, fuck you. I'm going to skip class and go to art.
And so, now you're a cook. Nice.
I graduated high school. Fuck off, okay?
Oh, did you ever have any teachers you had a crush on?
No.
I never had, like, teachers that...
Yes!
Okay.
I did.
Well,
I remember
please.
That now. My world history teacher.
Really?
I don't remember his name.
My world history teacher was a big fat cunt. And when I say cunt, I mean bitch. And when I say bitch, I mean she was just a rancid cunt.
I remember he was really awesome. And I loved world history, dude. Like, hardcore.
Oh, sorry. Doug reminds
me. Shut up.
Me.
I saw it.
No, she's a dishwasher.
Shut up. Fuck you, Doug. Fuck you. This is fucked. I hate you. Anyway, but yeah, he was cool. And like,
well, that explains why you'd make more in unemployment.
And there was another Dana in that class because
really?
he sat right next to me.
Was there a Zool?
No.
Okay.
No.
I never had a crush on like a teacher I had, but there were
he
like.
He was really young though. He was only like 23.
Nice.
Something like that. And I was like, what's up? You know, you gonna teach torture today? I want to know world torture. What's up? I was so into world history. That was like one of my biggest
things. Because of him?
No, I love world history.
I'm into old things that have already happened.
No, I like all the different religions, like torture methods. Those are so cool, you know.
I see.
Like the fucking crusades and all that, and then you have like fucking the medieval torture methods.
Yeah,
and
that
Buddhist
shit was brutal.
Shit,
we went through some of that stuff on quite a few
episodes
ago.
Pagan rituals and crap. It was, I don't know, I love it. Like, I learned a lot about Buddhism or whatever you want to call it.
Mike Buddhism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I never
Your
had
started Gantha, don't you know?
No, I never had teachers that like they taught me, but there were teachers in other grades that I was like, "Damn." The best was always when you'd get a substitute teacher and you like most of the subs we had were fucking smoking.
We had this fucking math teacher, Mr. Pride, and he was a Canadian. Big
Mr.
Canadian.
Pride?
Mr. Pride
was his
was
first
Canadian.
Name gay? Oh,
no,
come on.
No, I have no idea what his first name was, but he was totally cool, right? And one day he was sick, and we got this substitute, my friend Ray and my friend Josh. where, you know, they sat right next to me, and this chick was smoking hot and wore this black mini skirt with these heels.
Yes, please.
And fucking Ray, being the dumbass that he was, fucking knocks over a whole desk.
Oh, I thought as you were gonna walks say by,
because he's
up.
Like watching her and like kind of like falls out of the desk, and the whole thing just goes with him.
Oh, wow.
And like she's like, oh, let me help you, and like she's all helping him pick up shit, and Josh has the perfect view of her fucking thong, and he's like, look, like seriously.
Oh, wow.
Her titties were all out and shit. I was like, this is not
Florida.
What
huh?
do we have here? This,
Florida,
what is this?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Huh.
I was like, what the fuck is this shit? No, I don't even want to be. I'm going to go skip class now.
Didn't learn much in that school, did you?
What?
Exactly.
I learned art. A lot of it.
That's good tools to know in the real world.
I had a fucking math teacher tell me that I couldn't wear my glasses in class.
That's gonna come in handy when you go to McDonald's and they're like, all right, that'll be $5.99, and you draw them a picture. No. We need real money. Oh, oh, okay. You draw them a picture of money, like, here you go.
Here you go.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I had weird school experiences, so I had like Mr. Valetutti. We called him Mr. Tutti Frutti.
Was he gay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
there
he was.
It is.
Valetutti, Mr. Tutti
Frutti. To Guitar Hero Dave says, maybe Dana can draw some money.
I can probably draw money, but it's
no,
not
actually,
have
we've,
money.
There was already one counterfeit money bust here in the Valley. I don't
yeah,
think
I
we
know,
need
they
another.
They took like regular fives and then printed the $50 thing. Like they washed the $5
bill. Didn't we
so
talk about
times.
That?
No, I don't think we ever did.
Did we talk about that?
I have
Chat?
No idea.
I could have sworn we talked about it. Maybe that was at work I was talking about it.
I don't know.
But
like,
they ended
they
up being
the-
connected to a drug family, a prescription drug family down in Evergreen that got
yeah.
busted also.
One of the
like
kids
it was
like 20.
Yeah, it was all one family.
They found his fucking printer in the back of the car and they were like running coke and stuff too.
Yeah.
That's why.
No, and prescription pills. Like they had a
yeah.
whole fucking stack of prescription slips.
Yeah, what they did with the five, they took like $5 bills and washed them so much, and then to where you could barely see what was on it, and then took a $50 printing machine and fucking print the 50 over the five.
Yeah, you
so
turn
that
a
way
five
when you
into
use
a 20
the marker,
or a 50 or 100 or
that
whatever.
Way when you use the marker on it, it shows up as it being a real bill because it's a real bill, but it's not.
Yeah, the paper's you know. Real. It's called bill washing or whatever, but yeah, you're just turning fives into 20s.
Such a good idea.
Turning 20s into 50s.
You just don't. Fuck it up, you know.
Don't drive around with all the washed paper, you fucking idiot, and then go to your drug dealing fucking parents' house, who's also under surveillance.
Right.
Oh my Christ!
I wish I could get my hands on that fucking printer. Dude.
I should have been a teacher. I will teach how not to be a fucking idiot and get caught. And thank you, Ustream, for disconnecting.
You're welcome.
And trashing everything. Well, that's fine. we got a couple more stories here, and then we're probably gonna call it a night.
I wish I could get my hands on that printer thing. Oh God, I'd make so much fucking money.
Yeah, that would be nice, huh?
Yeah, because then you just don't do it like a retard. You don't fucking traffic mass amounts of fucking drugs and stuff. You don't keep the printer in the back of your car, you know? That's just stupid. You fucking get like a little storage unit or something and put your shit in there and be done with it, you know? Yeah. That's it.
Oh, I know. I know. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, and don't like go and do wild shopping sprees and shit. That's just retarded, so... Though I probably would. So I'd be like, I want a new car. Yeah, I want the Dodge Challenger, you know, right out of the factory. Is that cool?
You know, they were probably doing that kind of all that stupid shit. They were like fucking going around spending massive amounts of money on dumb fucking shit. And then they're like, huh, I wonder how we got caught. I don't understand.
It was the drugs that got them caught. Yeah, because they were driving around fucking trafficking coke and prescription drugs with the printer in the back of the car. That's what got them caught.
Right.
Was the drugs. They just so happened to find the printer. And they're like, oh, so you guys were doing all this stupid shit.
Okay. Everything fucking good? I swear to God, I hate the fucking internet sometimes. First, we get fucking trolls. Spamming the word naggers over and over again. That's cool. And then Ustream takes a shit. And then Nick Star blocks his fucking tweets. or protects them. Unfucking believable. And then I got retards coming into this chat room like, oh, where's the audio? Actually, this is a show for deaf people. So, yeah, you can sign. Just sign to those fucking idiots.
I should.
Fantastic. Okay, are we on?
Be like, I'm actually deaf, you douchebag. This is why I don't good. Have sound.
Okay, so, moving on. In the UK somewhere, this is so great, there is a dude that wears glasses who's about 40 years old. And you know what his thing is? Like, this is what I do. This is my steez. It's my thing.
Okay.
He goes around to 20-year-old employees of these grocery stores.
All right.
And he sniffs their butts.
All right.
For serious. Not making this up.
Like, hey.
He sneaked up. It's caught on tape. Like, I'll put a link to this in the show notes. There's a video of this stock boy up on this step stool stalking some shit, and here comes this creepy old dude and like puts his nose right in his butt. It's so fucking weird. Why?
That's weird.
CCTV footage shows the 5'9" balding ginger weirdo pretending to pick items off shelves before crouching behind the shelf stacker with his face near his victim's butt. He seemed to be taking a sniff. And once got so close, his nose touched the man.
Oh, my God.
The co-worker or the worker that got his butt sniffed says, quote, I thought it was all a bit strange. I
you
was
think?
Shocked and couldn't believe he was in the aisle for that long.
Wow.
Like, I don't even understand it. I don't understand.
Would you take that as a compliment? Like, I'm that hot. He wants to sniff my ass.
No. Would you take it as a compliment when weirdo perverts are buying naked pictures of your child?
Yeah.
You're like, man, my kid is so hot. My 3-year-old hasn't got it going on that these guys want to buy pictures of her.
Sure.
That I am flattered.
I'd be rich.
I'd let her go play at their house.
I would, too.
Be like, hey, slumber party. Their house.
Make sure you kill her, please.
Oh, man. That's great. But I don't understand the allure of sniffing another man's butt. Is it a gay thing? Do you think?
I
do we have any gays in the chat?
So.
Doug, are you what is it about sniffing another man's butt that turns you on? I don't understand. Explain it to me. Like maybe his shit don't stink. Maybe he farts roses.
Yeah, no.
Like I understand farting and then you smelling it or like scratching your butt and then smelling your fingers real quick or like itching your balls and then smelling your fingers real quick because we all like what we smell like and it's interesting. Like you can't help not sniff it. You have to. You'll catch people doing that. If you watch someone pick out a wedgie, stare at that person because their fingers will make it up to their face. It will happen.
That's so gross.
But like I don't understand other people's asses. Like, I don't want to smell what your asshole smells like.
And I don't want to smell like what your asshole smells
like. I
want to
smell like what mine smells like, for sure, all day. But I don't...
Like, you can deal with your own funk. Like, that's cool.
That's right. Everyone likes their own flavor.
But... What? Doug wants to smell my asshole. I'm sorry, Doug. I'm not letting you smell my asshole.
It's not something you'd want to smell, dude.
It needs to be bleached.
Trust me. Trust me. All right, the last story for tonight before we call it an evening here. There was a story a while ago about something like this happening, and I don't know if this is the same story, but I think this is a different one. A guy lost his MP3 player in the train tracks, and he jumped down to get it, and a subway came and knocked
him
out of his fucking shoes, basically, and exploded
him body.
All over the fucking place. I don't think this is the same story. That's the one I was thinking of. Doug says Keith and the girl did this.
There
I think
was
this
one
is...
about a chick who tried to grab her iPhone and got hit
yeah,
by a
no,
car.
I think this is a different story. Was the dude in their story a Mexican? Because, and he got, this was a fight that happened.
A man was struck and killed by a subway train Monday when he dropped his digital music player on the tracks, jumped down to get it. The victim, identified only as 39-year-old Hispanic male from Washington Heights, was so badly dismembered that crews were still cleaning up the Central Park West and 110th Street station hours after the accident on the B-line. He made a B-line for the Lord. Fucking up in heaven now. Do you think? Is he in heaven? Is he in heaven right now?
Yeah, probably not.
I'm
probably
sure
splattered all over a train station.
No, they cleaned it up. Witnesses said they saw the victim agitated and shouting at someone on his cell phone at around 7:40 p.m. Police said he dropped his music player on the tracks during the heated conversation. Quote, "It was an accident," said police source. He went on the tracks for his MP3 player, picked it up, and stood up just in time for the train to hit him head-on and drag him.
Nice.
He just wasn't quick enough, the
source
said.
Doug said he's probably in train station B and C and D and et cetera.
Oh, man.
That's probably true. Could you imagine being in the station?
If I was rich,
watching that,
and could go back in time, I would pay at least, I would pay a cool mil to see that in
just
real D.
I want blood splattered on me. Like,
well, you'd have to wear a trash bag, of course.
I'll make sure. I'll get them tested, then put them out there. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't want AIDS or nothing.
Yeah.
But would you do that, like, if you dropped an MP3 player?
No.
Would you jump in and get it?
If I saw a fucking train coming, no.
I would think I'm quick enough to be able to just do that, but
no.
I would also know enough about physics to know that if the train is right there and I see it, it's going fast enough that I'm probably not going to make that, you know?
Or get against the wall, for fuck's sakes, you know?
Well, sometimes, though, there's not a space in there. It's just train, you know?
Yeah.
It depends where he was at, but the victim's name was withheld until his family was notified, of course. And I bet people are pissed, though. That, like, made a bunch of fucking traffic, dude. Like, them having to wait, having to reroute trains and shit. Now you gotta go up here, you gotta take this one and get off here. Fuck that, dude.
And Guitar Hero Dave said, "Did someone just have Mexican? Because it stinks down
here." Oh, God. Could you imagine
the smell?
If they were like, oh, man, that's so awesome.
Hit,
that
you see, like, entrails just, like, hanging off the train.
It's enclosed. You're not outside. So when that thing hit him, he went, like, 360 degrees just splattered, yeah. Dude.
That's awesome.
That is so awesome.
How awesome would it be to be the driver of the train?
How awesome would it be
all over the windshield
to be on another train going the other way and you look over and there's,
whoa,
like a dead arm just like flapping around and shit.
Or like just like being a driver of another train and watching that train dock and just see it just nail the dude. You're like, whoa! And you have no choice but to just keep going.
Well,
you know?
Duh. You can only go one
You're just
way.
Like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. Did I just fucking see? No, I don't know. I need to stop taking drugs. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. All right, and real quick, before we get out of here, I did want to talk about this. A prophet, a stalking prophet, okay?
Okay.
A self-proclaimed prophet spouting biblical passages against a lower Potts Grove couple is in jail, in a trial, and they're talking to him, right? And he's, like, emotionless, as most of these crazy
psychos
prophetic people of the Lord are.
All right.
The jury,
God didn't bless him with emotions.
Right. He's 50 years old, and I don't understand how you go wrong when you have the Lord in your heart.
That's how you go wrong.
No. You get all fucked up and then you find God and then God takes your life and is like, this way, my son. But this guy's like preaching scriptures and shit and stalking people.
Okay.
Here's a quote. "A marriage to a witch is forbidden by God. If a witch used witchcraft to gain a husband, her marriage and her children are not valid."
So the children can be killed?
That was the closing statement to jurors, arguing that labeling her a stalker blasphemes the role the Holy Spirit gave her.
Okay.
She claimed to be the daughter of a one-time pastor, described herself as someone who rescues Bibles, claiming to have 500 of them in her home.
Okay.
I operate a home for wayward Bibles. When Bibles are abused, molested, I save
them.
It's
like them. The cat shelter, but it's a Bible shelter.
For Bibles. Bibles are a lot easier to take care of.
Yeah, they don't poop.
No, they don't pee. They don't poop. You don't got to feed them. They feed you is the ironic part. The word of the Lord.
I don't want to be fed the word of the Lord. I'd rather starve.
I have 500 Bibles in my house. I'm the crazy Bible lady.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
We have enough of those.
Okay? She also rambled for more than an hour about the end of the world, Halloween, the right to bear arms, and the Constitution.
Okay.
During her so-called divinely inspired revelations, Andrako quoted scripture to the jurors and gave them a Bible lesson about the story of Abigail and David. Who was Abigail?
I have no idea. I remember
that
Abigail
story.
Was.
Testimony revealed Andrako signed some of the disturbing letters with the name Abigail. That's creepy. An apparent biblical reference to the wife of Nabal.
Berger says Bible paper makes good rolling paper.
Goddamn right it does.
And that is true. I've used
that.
That
is absolutely true.
Dude, even like, you know those little precious moments Bibles you get when you're a little kid?
Yeah.
Yep. I had like four of those and they were given to me like by like my great grandparents and shit.
The Guitar Hero Dave says, and now for only $19.99, you can be saved too.
Yeah, but like I totally use like my great grandparents' precious moments Bibles for rolling paper. It's so bad.
I bet
you're going to hell.
You're going to hell.
I'm going to hell.
If I go to hell, you go to hell. Who's coming with me?
I'll go with you.
Most likely, no doubt, kid. Most definitely. After 20 years of no contact, Andrako allegedly tracked down the man and his wife and began harassing them. Walco, the lawyer, implied Andrako wanted the man to leave his wife and fantasized about being with him. Now, that's not very godlike.
Nope.
But his wife is a witch, which makes the marriage and the kids invalid.
Invalid.
So it's cool. In one letter, she wrote a bunch of letters. She referred to herself as the man's future Valentine in some of the letters. In one letter, Andrako implied the man's wife would be dead soon after crossing paths with a herd of deer. So saith the Lord. I will strike down with the hand of God in a herd of deer, and then you will be mine. Quote, it shall be quite grotesque. Body parts shall fly around, and your head no longer shout, for it will rolleth away. So saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay.
In another letter, Andrako indicated circumstances will make it appropriate for the man to find another wife. Guess who that other wife is going to be? Me.
Okay.
Andrako wrote that God executes executes witches, and that the woman would be executed by God. That's going to happen. Because
in
God is real, right? So the court should have been like, okay, because when they swore her into the stand, you put your right hand on...
the Bible.
On the Bible, so is this so crazy to believe? Is this so crazy to believe? If that is your religion and you believe that, then this is okay, right?
What do you do in court if you don't believe in religion and then they swear you in?
You don't.
What if
you
just look at them and you're like, I'm not putting my hand on that Bible because I don't believe in religion in general at all.
But then that should just be like, yeah, I'll put my hand on it because who gives a shit?
I'll
lie, it doesn't matter.
God doesn't exist.
I guess.
I don't know. I bet you there's people that have refused.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's cool. This is 'tis the season. It's Christmas time. It's Jesus' birthday. Happy birthday, oh Lord. Buddy Christ up here. Holla.
Not even his birthday, so I hear. I guess
oh, yeah. That's
summertime.
What I hear, too. That maybe they lied about him being born December 25th. Just saying. Not really his birthday. Just saying, the wise men, they didn't walk in the snow, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would suck.
It
Why
would
they walk
of,
in the snow?
Maybe summertime. Doug says they will swear you in on a dictionary just as long as you swear the oath.
What if you tell them?
Who gives a fuck about the oath?
It's not my oath. I don't give a fuck. What if you tell them that, like, my mother taught me not to swear? And then
your face is priceless.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Oh God.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Nope. I don't know. You want to say what you've been saying for the last 2 days is driving me insane?
Oh, yeah. You guys really want to piss your girlfriends off or your wives or whatever? Check this out. Anytime,
I'm like, you know how I love you.
Hold on. You know how you're always on the phone and they're always like, I love you. And they're like, I love you too. And you feel like a total fucking idiot.
And you hang up.
Burger says ditto. I got one better.
I love you.
I love YouTube.
I hate you.
I've been saying that and typing it in text the whole weekend. And it is driving her crazy.
And yeah, more so than baby. Actually, baby girls is probably worse. I don't ever want to hear.
But that was just a one night thing. This is like,
no, that was not a one night thing. That was every time you would.
Oh, that's because I was high for like 3 days. So
yeah.
But this is
like, I love you so much, baby girls.
This is forever.
No,
I love YouTube.
I love hating you.
I love YouTube.
I'm going to kill you.
Tell your girlfriend that next time. I love you. I love YouTube. You gotta say it like that, though, otherwise it doesn't work.
That's not cool.
Johnny says, I love men.
What? Johnny! What the
awesome.
Fuck?
All right, well, thank you guys so much for being with us. I apologize for naggers at the beginning, for you stream in the middle, and for Danny towards the end. I don't know. You guys want to catch the next live show, it will be Wednesday night, thejamhole.com/live. You can always email us, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. If you notice, under the heading Other Stuff, where all our Facebook, the MySpace, the YouTube, and that stuff, you have Matt's, all my stuff. You have all the Jamhole stuff. And now what's there?
All my stuff!
All Danny's stuff!
You
her
can
Facebooks,
check me out.
Her Twitters, her MySpace. That's all she has.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
But. Yeah, we got Tumblrs and all that good stuff, so YouTubes and shits and fucking giggles and stuff. Definitely check out project4987.com. The next episode we did is up. It was me, Mike, and Guardo, so that's up at project4987.com. Nice website, by the way. I know Jesus was not born December 25th. That's what I was saying.
Hey, thank you very much. You came in a little late there.
Yeah, we already covered that.
Yeah,
how Christians are lying to everybody.
Yeah, Christians, they don't got it.
No. Nope. Cool. Hey, you lie about your God existing. You might as well lie about when he was born. I mean, am I right or am I right?
Burger says it's official now. Danny is a co-host.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I have been a co-host for quite a while now.
Before we get out of here, if you guys were
Would
listening,
you like to swear me in on an oath
on the Bible we ripped the pages
the
out of
Bible?
On episode 76.
We should make a jam hole Bible.
I have a Bible that we ripped the shit out of.
No. We should just like write our own little stories and make a Bible out of it.
Oh, like about how to save people's souls? I could do that.
Not about saving souls.
Yes. No. Okay. I'll do that. Anyway, if you guys were with us Saturday when we started doing the Jam Hole Rediscovery, like I said, we went through episodes 1 through 3, and then we skipped ahead and did the first episode Danny was on. Next Saturday, we're going to do episodes 4 through 6. There was a kid in there hanging out, and he kept being like, is this live? Is this live? Play my phone call, and stuff like that. Like, he kept
so
bugging
annoying.
Us about
annoying. It's retarded.
And I think Amham kept fucking with him and, like, hitting on him and stuff. if you're listening to the podcast of this, check the album art, because that's who it is.
The kid's so retarded. He's like, I'm
for the live listeners, I'll make his picture of the album art.
Because
he
looks so hot.
This is the picture
so
he sent. This is the picture he sent to Amham, thinking Amham was a chick. And I was like, yeah, Amham's totally a chick. And he kept playing with it. But here's, he left a couple voicemails. So I'm going to play these real quick before we get out of here. These are
all right.
Oh, I don't even know.
Hey, this is Pimp Cam Bobby, you know. I was just seeing if y'all were live tonight. I'm trying to give a shout out, you know.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out when days are nights when y'all arrive, you know.
I know.
And, yeah, I like your show, you know. When I first, you know, walked on the shit, I was pretty interested in your show. And, man, like, y'all got a good radio show and everything and shit. It inspired me and make me want to fucking have one, you know. So I created a Ustream account and shit, if you know what I mean.
Shit.
I know.
And, you know.
I know.
But my shit, I caught the Stoner Show, you know, if you get what I mean and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just like, in tomorrow night, so just tell me when y'all are fucking live or something, you know, log in live tomorrow, so.
I know.
At least for me, log in live tomorrow night at about, you know, whatever time y'all log in, I'll probably be in Minnesota, you know.
I know.
I live in Minnesota, so I'll probably come at, like, 10:30, you know, just
you know?
To see if y'all on at 11 o'clock to see what y'all on, but, you know, it'd be cool if y'all could log on live. Peace.
I know.
So,
wow.
that was the first, you know?
I know.
Poor kid.
You know?
I feel bad for kids like that sometimes. All right, and here's the second voicemail. Like, he was seriously bugging me to play these. Like, he's like, play these live. I'm like, dude, we're not live right now. We're watching old episodes. And I like how people are like,
they just
want
to hear their voice over the thing. That's all it is.
Oh, for sure. And that's cool. I'll play your voice and we'll all laugh at it. But I really like how people are like, I wish I knew when you guys were live. Like, man, if only there was a place that said what times and days we do this show.
We
like,
only say it at the beginning of every episode.
If only we had
the end of like every episode.
If only we had a schedule.
Hmm.
We should make a schedule. If
we
only
should.
There was a place that you could go that had a calendar on the right hand side about halfway down that said what days the shows were and gave a link to where you could watch. Man, if only there was something.
Next live show.
If only there was something like that.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
have that.
Here's the next voicemail. Enjoy it.
Yeah, this is Pimp Camp Bobby 420, you know. I'm just watching that right now, and y'all is doing an old episode, and I just really wish it, you know, I can do a live fucking shout out right now. Just,
I know. Shout it out.
Excuse my language if anybody can hear it, but
yeah.
And, you know, I'm just figuring out what days y'all are on and shit, and,
I know.
I'm talking to you right now, fucking the jam hole.
Fuck yeah.
I'm probably finna tell my buddies about y'all, you know, so y'all can get more views and shit to buy your shit so y'all can keep going, you know?
I know.
You know?
I really like the show, you know, said? Like, it's a tight show, like.
Thanks.
That was pretty cool and shit.
I know.
But, yeah. I was just wondering what made y'all fucking, like, what's starting this shit? Like, this shit is crazy. Like, y'all is OSOS, add some other shit, if you know what I mean.
I know.
But, yeah, it's just fucking, you know, where I'm at, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, fucking, this girl just called me, working me up, asking me to come over, and I fucking can't go back to bed, so I just fucking went on y'all, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
So, yeah. You know, I bet we hit y'all live or something. I'm finna tell y'all to play my fucking message right now. If that's cool, if y'all can, but if not, you know, get on Monday like y'all said. But shout out to my dad, Jack, cause he's dead right now. You know, oh Jack, I'm missing you right now. And shout out to the Jam Hall, cause they're the shit, straight shit. They're the shit.
We're
the best
shit,
fucking broadcasting show out there. So you know, I'm repping y'all. So peace out.
Holla. And I think Jack is his dad. His dad died too, so I can relate to this kid, man. Shout out. Shout it from the rooftops.
We are straight
shit. I miss you,
shit.
Jack. I miss you.
We are straight shit.
We are the shit. We
no,
are the
we are
straight
shit.
You know?
Yeah.
I know. All right. Well, yeah, we're going to have a show Wednesday, and we will have a show Friday, so we'll see you guys then. You know?
You know.
You are listening to the channel. The Jam, The Jam, TheJamHole.com.